How can a Christian leader spot reductionism? Listen for the word only. He is only depressed. She is only rebellious. This is only spiritual warfare. This is only trauma. This is only biology. This is only a gender issue. This is only a lack of discipline. The word only can be a warning sign. Sometimes a focused answer is appropriate. But when only erases other important realities, reductionism is at work. Film Ministry Skills helps leaders ask better questions. First, ask the Clauser question. What is being treated as ultimate? Is the person treating feelings as ultimate? Is the culture treating personal choices ultimate? Is the church treating outward behavior as ultimate? Is the family treating reputation as ultimate? Is the leader treating quick answers as ultimate? Second, ask the Do Your Weird question. What aspects of reality are being honored, ignored, distorted, or reduced? Is the body being ignored? Are emotions being shamed? Are words and labels shaping identity? Are relationships unsafe? Is justice needed? Is love being confused with enabling? Is faith being reduced to performance? Third, ask the gospel question, what does Christ reveal, forgive, restore, and call forward? Jesus does not merely give us a better analysis, he gives redemption. Colossians 1:17 says of Christ, he is before all things and in him all things are held together. That matters for ministry. Christ holds together what reductionism tears apart. A young adult struggling with identity may need biblical truth, body-honoring wisdom, family understanding, community, careful language, emotional honesty, protection from shame, and hope in Christ. A couple in conflict may need repentance, communication skills, sleep, financial stewardship, forgiveness, accountability, affection, and prayer. A burned-out leader may need Sabbath, confession, delegation, counseling, medical attention, spiritual renewal, and a healthier understanding of calling. Better questions help leaders see more. A helpful ministry phrase is, this may not be simple, but we can seek God's wisdom one faithful step at a time. What helps is curiosity under the lordship of Christ. What harms is using one lens as a prison. The takeaway is this, spot reductionism by asking what has become ultimate, what has been ignored, and what faithful step honors the whole person before God.